You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome to this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Actually, today, Dan Gliske is off, and I've got my brother and longtime partner in Startup Nation, Rich Sloan, joining the show. Rich, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
I love it. I'm calling in from my home radio studio in Las Vegas, and I am really looking forward to the hour ahead, Jeff. Let's start them up.
Great to be reunited with you, Rich. And before we get into today's topics, let me just first acknowledge Walsh College and Comerica Bank, sponsors of this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Great companies with, in their DNA, a desire to help small businesses and entrepreneurs get started and succeed. So check out Walsh College and Comerica Bank. We're thrilled to have them sponsoring Startup Nation Radio. If you have a question during today's show, let me give the number. We'll try to give it several times during the show. But if you have a question, 800-859-0957. This show is all about transforming your idea for a great business into a reality of a great business. And Rich, you and I have been lifelong entrepreneurs. Lots of interesting challenges, stories, trials, and tribulations along the way. I can remember when we really got our start on an invention called the Battery Buddy. And you and I worked very closely in a small little room, sharing a phone and a desktop computer and lots of ambition and dreams. And,
yeah,
and we actually went through the process of transforming from dreaming to doing.
The expression used for that small room is, not small room, but pressure cooker.
Indeed. Well, and that pressure, of course, we put on ourselves because, boy, were we serious about just not having a good idea, but having a great business opportunity.
We were maniacal. And, you know, our listeners, I'm sure to a T, share the experience of having a great idea. So many of us have great ideas, but most of us, unfortunately, don't pursue or realize the full potential of that idea. And we've got to break down the barriers in this hour, Jeff. We've got to break down the barriers, and we've got to share with people how real entrepreneurs, just like each of us, just like each of our listeners, have actually done it, gone from idea, crazy idea, unfounded, unsubstantiated, just raw idea, to a real operating business that provides value and hopefully a lot of success for the entrepreneur behind it.
Yeah, and we've been through it, so we know what everyone's feeling out there and how they're feeling, what the what the fear factors are, what the challenges are, what the kind of that feeling of not knowing what to do first, let alone what to do next, and how to get from dreaming to doing actually, And there's this horrible thing that happens to a lot of people where if you don't actually do something with your great idea, you're gonna read or hear about one day someone who had that same idea but did something with it and made zillions from it. So best for you, if it's your idea, best for you to make the money on that idea.
That's right. And Jeff, I was in a meeting in Columbus, Ohio this week with an entrepreneur, a bright-eyed entrepreneur who has been, he's a mechanical engineer by background, not a business guy, and he was seeking advice on where to go next with his business. And partway through the conversation, he says to me, well, I can relate to you, Rich, as an entrepreneur, because I've had my own midnight ride. And what he was referring to was that moment, Jeff, that you and I shared where we were trying to get our idea, the Battery Buddy, our invention, commercialized, to license it to that big company, the Detroit company, Masco Industries. And our prototype broke the night before the big presentation. And you remember, and we tell this story in our Doubleday book, also called Startup Nation, about how we had to drive through the night sleeplessly to pick up that replacement part, fix the prototype, and walk in freshly showered into our 8 a.m. meeting for the pitch of our lifetimes.
The pitch of our
idea.
The pitch of our lifetimes, indeed it was. And had we not made that midnight ride, Rich, there'd be no Battery Buddy today.
Yep. And that's the kind of gutsy stuff that transforms people and ideas into entrepreneurs and great businesses. So well, that's the kind of stuff we're hitting today.
Well, and that's right. And we're going to have the privilege today of talking to some entrepreneurs who are, you know, living the dream, who are actually doing it, who persevered, had that tenacity to overcome the challenges, and had the drive and the gumption to push through and make their businesses really happen for them. And we're going to learn from them some of the key moves. I know, Rich, you know, we're going to talk about some of the key moves, like maybe how they got the critical funding they needed, or maybe how they came up with a first account, or maybe, you know, how they hired that key team member that really made it go, or got a patent on an idea. Whatever it may be, we're going to hear about some of those things. But on the softer side of things, you know, you and I as partners, it's interesting. I always wonder if we would have made it if we were on our own, if we didn't have each other. And that brings up the point of, and I mentioned this kind of on the softer side of things before we get into the hardcore substance, partnership in business and support from friends, spouses, family, you know, to keep going. I'll never forget, Rich, you once handed me a note when we were going through some really challenging times. You couldn't even say it. We were so beat up. You handed me a note and the note said, "I can't do it anymore." And I pumped you back up. I said, you get right back in there. We're going for this thing. What, are you kidding me? And you know what? I also remember a time when I said to you, this has wrung me out completely, and I don't know if I can go anymore. And you pumped me up. And so that ability to support one another through the key challenging times is one of those things that's it's a hallmark of a successful story.
You know, I'm wondering if our producer has any violin music that he could be playing.
Exactly. Well,
but Jeff, you know, you talk about the hardcore stuff or maybe the obvious stuff and then the softer side of things. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you aren't surrounding yourself with people who support you, if you don't have that rock to be able to lean back on and be your stability during this, you really are shortchanging yourself. And you do need to be either working with the right people or at least surrounding yourself with people who are supporting you and encouraging you and not naysaying you every step of the way.
Absolutely. Having the right people. Actually, many people who assess entrepreneurial success or failure say that, you know, the key three things you need in a great success story are people, people, people. So there's no question you need the great people around you, not only to support you, but to contribute, you know, to the manifestation of the idea. Now, listen, when we come back after this break, we're going to get to our first entrepreneur, Rich. We're going to hear from Jesse Maddox, who's the co-founder and CEO of TripLingo. He started this company in 2011, and he's grown it successfully ever since then. We're going to hear from him how he moved from idea to reality, and how he's grown that business now into a successful enterprise for him, and how he's living his dream. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. Okay, I'll be back after the break.